You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on the importance of the local church. This should be very revealing, so let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the importance of the local church. We're only a couple broadcasts into this, but you should be listening to it. You should go to KurtOwen.com. Also, if you're watching this or listening to this in some other medium like our podcast or YouTube or something like that, do me a favor and share it, would you? Hit a like and share it and let people know about it, because we're trying to reach as many people as we can with the word. Now, we're talking about the importance of the local church. We've talked about how when people first got started, they thought the building was important. Well, then they realized that they were the church themselves. And then they started, well, if I'm the church, I don't have to go to the building. And neither one of those is right. Right, you can't just hollow the building. You can't just esteem the building and not live what you're hearing in the building away from the building. Right, but on the other side of it, you can't just say you're the church and not attend the local church, because Jesus has designed the local church for a purpose. Okay, and again, you need to go to the website. Also, some people, I know that tomorrow we're going to give you an opportunity to give. Some people have said, well, we'd like an opportunity to give during the week. That's fine. All you got to do is go to KurtOwen.com, and there's a giving thing there that you can do, okay? So, but let me kind of recap where we're at. We're here in 1 Timothy 3. And in verse 14, these things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now, I started talking a little bit about my history yesterday, right? About that I'd got saved by a television ministry, started attending their meetings, started volunteering in their meetings, then started noticing that people were not seeing the results that the word promised, and some were just slap weird, and many of them, to use a Bible term, were wearied and scattered. They were either scatterbrained, they were tired, they just felt like they couldn't go on. One of the things, to be honest with you, I also saw was that it's a good thing they came to the meetings, because they come in basically to the meetings on their last leg, right? It's like, I came here to hear a word from God, because if not, I'm quitting. Okay, so they weren't very grounded. And so when I started seeing these people losing, when I started seeing these people not receiving what the word promised, I did not want to end up in that they were just weird. And let me just be clear, I'm still weird, just in different ways. But I'm talking about in the weird that is like spooky, spiritual weird and all this other stuff. Well, one of the reasons was I started asking questions, and literally tens of thousands of people, interviewing them not knowing I was doing it, right? But what I began to find out was this, that the majority of these people did not attend a local church. They did not have a pastor. They thought the man up on the platform was their pastor, and he wasn't a pastor. And they thought this building and these convention centers were churches, and that wasn't a church. And they weren't planted anywhere. Even those that did attend some churches would say this, well, sometimes I go over here and sometimes I go over there. There was no esteem for the local church. There was no value for the local church. And listen, I got it, because when I was growing up, I didn't go to church. Even though my mama was a Christian and my grandmama was a Christian, we didn't go to church. That just wasn't a priority. That wasn't necessary. You didn't need to do that. And so my grandmama and my mom, though they were Christians, they did not have a very... You know, I wouldn't have looked at them in a lot of ways as examples of the way a Christian ought to live. You know, I had relatives that said they were Christians that cussed like sailors. And honestly, it affected my desire to want to serve God, because I thought, well, how good is this if the minute you get mad, you just start cussing me out, just like somebody from the world cusses me out? You know, and it did. It affected my desire to want to receive Jesus. But anyway, so I see all these loopy people, weird people, people that are not winning. And I wanted to win in my walk with God. I wanted to receive. I wanted to learn how to be a productive member in the body of Christ. I wanted to learn to how to be a successful child of God. And I don't mean just receiving in that instance. I mean, I wanted to learn how that... I wanted to learn how to live for Jesus. Okay? You know, part of our vision with the ministry and with our churches is to love and live like Jesus, okay? And I wanted to learn how to live for Him, okay? And so I saw these people who really weren't getting it done, and I wanted, how do I avoid doing that? And so one of the main components is they did not attend the local church. A local church was no priority, no value to the office of the pastor. They thought the guy on the TV was more significant than their local church pastor. I guess just because he's in the box, right? The little television. But that's not scriptural. And when I started seeing people that there were people that had heard truth but weren't very grounded in it, I wanted to be grounded in it because I'd already seen that it was, if you knew the truth, it was the truth that would make you free, but you needed to know the truth, and that was an ongoing progressive place. Well, so I start searching it out, and then I start seeing this thing about church, and so I start asking myself, this question why would going to church seem to be the common denominator? Well, think of it this way. If we look here and we see that God has ordained that the local church be the house of God, the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth, if you were not going to this local place of worship, if you were not going to the local church, then you are not going to be grounded in the truth, and the truth is not going to be a pillar in your life. It's pretty simple, isn't it? And so when people start asking me, why should I go to church? I start telling them, well, because the local church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. It is where you get, and again, you do have to go to a church that's preaching the word, right? Because the word, His word is truth. But it is the place that you get a ground. Now, see, what those people should have done and what I recommend to people, it's fine to go to these conventions, fine to go to these meetings, right? But when you hear the truth from the platform in a convention, then go back to your local church and then believe for your pastor to minister those things that ground you in those truths. Now, people say, well, yeah, but I go to a church, you know, I hear about healing on TV, I hear about healing in the conventions, but my church doesn't believe in healing. Then it shouldn't be your church anymore. Because if they're not preaching healing, they are not grounded in truth. And I don't care how mad that makes you. Because if you're telling people that healing has passed away, you're lying about it. You might not know how to operate in healing. You might not know how to make how to operate in the laws of healing. You might not understand why some people get healed and some people don't, which I don't always understand. But I do know this. Everybody that came to Jesus was healed. People say, well, yeah, but healing passed away with Jesus. Another reason I should not go to your church, because healing did not begin with Jesus, and it did not end with Jesus. There's a man named Philip that was not one of the disciples, was not Paul, that healed an entire city, and they got saved. He was an evangelist. So there was a man named Ananias that laid hands on Paul that he could receive his sight. So healing didn't stop with Jesus and his 12. You are lying about it. Not only that, you're not getting your doctrine from Jesus, because Jesus was one that healed everybody that asked. Not one person did it. Not one time he says, hey, once I'm gone, this is all over. In fact, you knucklehead, that's not what he said, the exact opposite. He said, I'm leaving, and if you believe in me, the works I did you will do also. I'm leaving, and the believers in my name will cast out devils, speak with new tongues, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, people sometimes say, yeah, but there's plenty of people in churches that are sick. I know it. I have experienced sickness myself. Honestly, even this very day, my body is not telling me what the word says, but my body is not the final authority in this walk with God. His word is, let God be true and every man a liar. That includes me. That includes my body. And just because I don't experience it doesn't mean it's not the will of God. The exact same way that somebody doesn't experience salvation because they haven't received Jesus does not mean it's not God's will that they be saved. I've digressed. You need to be going to a place. It's great to listen. Honestly, it's great to listen to our radio show. It's great to watch us on YouTube. But go. You should be attending a local church. You should be listening to your pastor and allowing that anointing of the pastor to work in your life to get you grounded in the truth, to set that pillar of truth. Give you something to hold on to at 2 o'clock in the morning where your feet or where your head used to be. What is the office in the body of Christ? Where is the place that gives you that pillar you can hold on to even when life is trying to take your feet out from under you? There is a place. Jesus has ordained a place. It is called the house of God, which is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and the ground of the truth. If you're tired of being unstable in your walk, get to a church that teaches you the word of God. Get to a place that is grounding you in the truth, that's teaching you the word of God, holding you fast to the word of God. Why? Because you need to have that pillar in the ground of truth in your life. It's how you keep the roof from coming in on your head. It's how you keep from your feet steady, because there is a place you can go to get established in these things. Man, these things are so important. I hope you're getting something out of this. This is the reason this weekend you need to find a church that's teaching truth and go there and get established in these things. Listen to these important announcements that Michael's about to give you. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come here. Faith-filled words of life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka,